What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Boys and Meanies podcast. It is your host, Nicholas, here with your co-host, Aiden.
Hello.
So, today we do not have Joseph again. Sorry, he has stuff to do. He has a lot of stuff to do, Joseph. He's a busy man. So, today we're going to talk about the football. We have a different podcast format for you. We're going to do a 30-minute to 45-minute episode on football. And then another one on other sports, which will be posted around Wednesday or Thursday. So let's jump right into the news. Ian, would you like to get us started on our first topic of the day?
Sure. BYU versus Coastal Carolina.
Great game.
Just very good. The ending was crazy. Definitely have to commend the BYU quarterback for making those two good plays. Just he couldn't. Like, the receiver just couldn't get past on the last one.
Yeah, Zach Wilson's a beast. I mean, he did whatever he could to make sure they put him in the best position to win. But sadly, they could not pull out the victory. The BYU, I think they're the Cougars. It was upsetting, you know, but I think they'll power through. They won't have any chance to get back into the college football playoff, now 9-1. They'll probably fall to about 15, 16. Maybe as low as 18, I see them going. But, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens with this game. But you got to give all the credit to the Coastal Carolina team. They were just beasts out there. They want to show up. They want to show that they're a legit team and that they're here to stay. And I think we know our answer, and they're here to stay. Coastal Carolina is an extremely good football team. People put a lot of disrespect on them, but they're very good. They will jump up. I believe they should be in the top 15 for sure, maybe top 12 if they're lucky. Mm-hmm. But with a Wisconsin loss, they'll definitely jump above Wisconsin and BYU, I think, and Oklahoma State loss. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, but I think they'll be top 14 probably. Top 12 would be amazing. I don't know if they'll get there, but that'll be cool to see.
Definitely. One last thing I want to talk about that game. What do you think about Coastal Carolina, those two guys attacking the BYU quarterback?
Yeah, Zach Wilson got... I mean, it wasn't blocking at this point. They jumped him. They full-on jumped the guy. I'm pretty sure there was flags. If I was a BYU player, I would have ran up and I would have absolutely demolished one of them.
Definitely.
I mean, that's just disrespect.
You have to protect your quarterback.
Yeah.
Like,
protect your quarterback.
If he got injured there, I think there definitely would have been some suspensions to those two players.
I mean, Zach Wilson is a top five quarterback in this year's draft. If he gets injured, that hurts his whole draft stock. That ruins his career. That ruins his life. Think of all that money he's going to get for being drafted first, second round. If he gets injured, he's talking fourth, fifth round. That's a significant loss of money. I mean, it turns from football to now a personal life, a personal situation. You can't put a man's life in danger like that when you jump him. I mean, they full-on beat him up. All right, so let's get into our next topic of the day, the Baylor versus Oklahoma game. Great game between Baylor and Oklahoma. The Baylor defense was beautiful, except Oklahoma was able to prevail late. Coming with that 14-27 win for the Oklahoma Sooners. Baylor's had a tough year. You know, last year, they were a top 15 school. I'm not sure where they finished last year. Let me check on that. But, yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate to see what happened to Baylor. But, I mean, Baylor was number 7 last year. I mean, they just had a down year. But every team has a down year. They lost their coach to the Carolina Panthers. And they lost Denzel Mims, their best wide receiver, to the Jets, where he will never have a career. And then, that's about it. Baylor play with the big boys, but probably not this year. They'll have to wait another year. What do you think, Aiden?
I feel like, really, if you look at the scoring in the four quarters, just they didn't score in the first half, Baylor.
They barely scored.
So it's I don't
they
think
score at all.
Like definitely this year is obviously out of the question. But I They have to get some good players next year to make a chance, because like if you're not scoring in the first half against Oklahoma, yeah, they're 13, but they're 7-2. They lost two games, so I feel like you maybe should have scored at least once in the first half just to like even maybe have a chance.
Definitely, for sure. But it'll be interesting to see how Baylor will they make a turnaround. We will see for sure. And yeah, all right. So let's get to our next thing today, and that is Ohio State. Ohio State has been screwed over by COVID-19 and scheduling. They haven't actually they played. They beat Michigan State, I believe. They smoked them. Now they have Michigan, which is always a rivalry game, but I think they'll take the easy win. I mean, Michigan's not ranked. Michigan's had a tough year this year. They'll smoke them. I mean, it shouldn't be an issue, but I just want to bring up how OSU's got screwed over. Screwing over Justin Fields' draft stock. He might even drop to the number three quarterback in the class, in my opinion, because he's just not had a great year, the year you want to see out of a top five quarterback or a top two quarterback in the NFL draft. Not what you want from him. And I don't know what you blame that on, but it's just not been the year for him, and it's not been the year for Ohio State.
They did win 52-12 though. That's a pretty good score.
But Michigan State's not that good.
Yeah, but you gotta commend them for like getting that big of a
Yeah,
score though.
definitely.
It definitely shows that they, even though with all the like the scheduling changes that they've had to go through, they can still get a huge win.
Yeah, for sure. They can still come out and smoke the bad teams. That's something you want to see from them. But at the end of the day, it's not everything you need to see. You need them seeing playing the bigger teams, the better teams. But scheduling has screwed them up, so I mean it'll be interesting. So the next thing I wanted to get into today is Notre Dame and Ian Book. Notre Dame and Ian Book are a great combination. I'm a Notre Dame fan, as you all know. I'm so proud of Ian Book. He's a great player. Ian Book, definitely an underrated quarterback in this year's draft. He counted for five touchdowns in the Notre Dame's rout of Syracuse. And yeah, I mean, he's Notre Dame's winningest quarterback. It says a lot about the quarterbacks that you've seen around in Notre Dame's history. You've had some good ones, Joe Montana, Deshaun Kizer. I know he's not the greatest in the NFL, but he was okay in Notre Dame. I mean, they've had a lot of quarterbacks, and Ian Book being the number one. Brandon Wimbush, he had a good year, but Ian Book being the number one proves that Ian Book's legit. And I think people should start rating him higher on their draft boards. I know a lot of people have him not going high rounds. I'm thinking of top four talent, but Ian Book and Notre Dame, what a team. Notre Dame will now take on Clemson. Clemson had a blowout win of Virginia in Virginia Tech. Now Notre Dame will take on Clemson in the ACC championship game. That'll be a fun game to watch. Notre Dame already beat Clemson once. That was out Trevor Lawrence. I don't think Trevor Lawrence makes that big of a deal. Notre Dame should win that game, in my opinion. But I was talking to somebody today, and we were discussing what happens if Notre Dame loses. I don't think they will lose, but they might. Notre Dame is number two, and Clemson is number three. Notre Dame loses the ACC championship game. They go to what, 10-1, something like that. They have a loss, and if they win out the year, then they lose the ACC championship game. Clemson, they'll have one loss. Clemson and Notre Dame will be tied with the same record. They've both split because they both won one game, the other one the other. So what will happen if Alabama beats Florida, and I believe if Ohio State wins the Big Ten championship, Notre Dame will probably be number four or number three. I mean, I think that's only fair. Because Clemson being number three, losing to Notre Dame, you didn't push them back at all. You pushed them back one spot, two spots maybe, but that's not fair. And if you're going to knock Notre Dame out of the playoffs completely because of a loss to Clemson, I think Notre Dame should at least get, I think they're guaranteed a spot at this point. as long as Florida loses. I mean, yeah, as long as Florida loses, as long as Ohio State loses, Iowa State loses, and as long as Cincinnati just doesn't do anything ridiculous. Ian, what's your thoughts?
Going back to the Notre Dame game, Ian Book, I saw on YouTube the run. That was a great run that he did.
Yeah, he's a great player.
Definitely should be rated higher. And just want to talk a little bit about Clemson as well. I think they have a chance, definitely. I think Trevor Lawrence, coming back from his injury, looks better. But he did throw COVID. He threw that one interception. That, I think, kind of concerns me. That interception, it was like there was nobody really there that he could have thrown to.
Yeah, that interception definitely concerns me. Yeah. You can talk all you want about him, but he's throwing interceptions to Virginia Tech, who's they're not anywhere good.
Yeah, like his runs were good and his like fake outs were good, but he showed that in that game. But I feel like that interception, like if he keeps throwing those when like the person is not open, his wide receiver isn't open, I don't know. I just don't think it's going to really make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting to see that him throw that pick. I didn't expect him to throw a pick, but he did. I mean, he's human too. That's, I think, what people have to understand. I think a lot of people call him superhuman, which he's definitely not. Speaking of Florida in the college football playoffs, let's talk about Kyle Trask. What a game. What a year the kid's had. We've talked about him a little bit on previous episodes, but my man is going off. He destroyed the Tennessee defense. He absolutely sliced and diced them up. He might be a Heisman. He's definitely in the Heisman running. I think Kyle Trask and Ian Book should be bumped up in the Heisman race. I think people have to look at that. But Kyle Trask is a very good quarterback. I think people know he's a good quarterback, but they're not giving him the same respect as Trevor Lawrence, as Justin Fields. And I think he deserves the same respect as them. He can surprise the world and maybe go out and win a Heisman, and that would be huge. But yeah, he might take over Justin Fields as the number two quarterback in this year's class. I can see that happening. I definitely can see that happening. What do you think, Aiden?
Yeah, I think Kyle Trask and Ian Book both deserve like higher repertoire. I feel like if Trevor Lawrence has one more bad game, or at least not a bad game, but just like a game where he shows like that he is still throwing interceptions and like not throwing the ball that good, I think there needs to be a new number one, to be honest. Like, I feel like people talk so highly about Trevor Lawrence that, like, if he cannot prove, if, like, what's their game next week? I haven't seen.
Clemson? I don't know. The Notre Dame game will be a test for Trevor Lawrence.
Definitely.
It will be the big test. That will be the deciding factor, maybe. Oh, their next game is against Notre Dame.
That is the next game? Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So that will be the deciding game.
Definitely. I feel like if he wins that game, he's solidified number – kind of solidified number one, but I feel like he needs to perform better, definitely.
Yeah, and when he performs – and Clemson will probably make the ACC championship – I mean the NCAA playoffs as long as they win. I think they'll lose, but if they lose, they're out of the college football playoffs. Mm. If they win, they're probably in. But if he makes the college football playoffs, he really has to perform. But if they don't, that is a huge knock on Clemson and on Trevor Lawrence if they don't make the college football playoff. And I think people have to look at that and say Trevor Lawrence didn't come in clutch when they needed him to. And maybe he's not the guy we all are looking at. Maybe he's not superhuman. Maybe he's actually human. Maybe he's Johnny Manziel. I mean, that's the question everyone has to start asking if he can't beat Notre Dame, which I don't think he will.
Yeah, and then going back to Kyle Trask, yeah, I did see some clips from him. He's good. I think he deserves a higher ranking, definitely, in QB.
He's legit.
Yeah, definitely. He's 8-1. I think that's good. Who'd they lose against?
I believe it's Alabama. Oh, no. Actually, No, they lost to Texas A&M. They lost to Texas A&M.
Are they good
They're
this
playing
year?
Alabama.
Are they good this year? Texas A&M?
Texas A&M, they're number five in the country.
Okay.
And they're six. Florida's six.
So,
so
I think definitely if Florida, I think if they put up a, you guys said they go against Alabama next week?
They go against Alabama for the SEC championship game on December 19th. Next week they play LSU.
Do you think they have a chance in that game?
Yes, I do. I think if they win, that's huge for Kyle Trask because that means they'll be in the playoffs. We'll see how he performs in the playoffs. Rises his draft stock no matter what happens if he beats Alabama. That's a huge game for Kyle Trask. That's a huge game for the Florida program to maybe actually put them back on the map.
Yeah. And then another story, another new developing story is that with Mackenzie Milton, what do you think about him after 2 years finally transferring?
Yeah, I mean, he's a great story. He's a good quarterback. He's a great kid. Getting hurt in that game, I forget who he got hurt against, but it was unfortunate with UCF. But he's going to go to the transfer portal. He's going to test out transferring. I think he'll transfer. I don't know who he'll transfer to. But there's definitely going to be some contenders. You know, later down the road, a future podcast, we'll start talking about transfer candidates for Mackenzie Milton. But he's entered the free agency of college football. It'll be interesting to see where he goes from here.
Yeah, definitely. I never knew about him before. I'm kind of new to Florida, obviously. UCF is right down the block from me. So it's definitely a story that I probably will keep looking at.
Yeah. When I went to Florida to visit you, my hotel was right next to the University of Florida, downtown University of Central Florida, downtown campus. So I was right there in UCF. Mm-hmm. That they love their football. They wanted Alabama. They never got Alabama. Rest in peace. All right, so our last thing for college football, I think we'll get to today before we get into the NFL, is the Army-Navy game. That is my favorite game of the year. It's the most action-packed game. It's a family tradition in my house to watch that game. I love watching it. I always root for Army. Always have a soft spot for Army. I know a few people that serve in the military or who are going to serve in the military. And we're interested to see what happens this year. They're playing that game in upstate New York. And the University of I don't think it's a university at Army's campus this year, the U.S. military campus, because no fans, cheaper to play upstate where the Army plays their home games. But I'm going to be interested to see what happens. It's next week. You know, I think Army always has a chance. They broke that streak 2 years ago. You know, they had a little run against Navy, but now Navy has taken at least one against them recently. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I love that game. My favorite game. We'll definitely be talking about it a lot next week. So I think everyone should go watch it. It's a very good game. I love that game.
Definitely. I think I might take a watch. When is it?
It's next week, Saturday.
Okay. Maybe I'll probably watch it too. Yeah. It sounds like a pretty entertaining game.
It's always an entertaining game for sure. It always gives you something. Yeah. So, I think that'll be it for college football today. Let's get into the NFL. You know, we're going to get into fantasy football a lot this year. I mean, yeah, we're going to start getting into fantasy football. Let's start off with the NFL. Let's start off with this week's and last week's picks. What an interesting week in football for us. Aiden, you took an L with the Raiders.
Yeah, that was surprising. That was very surprising to me.
Yeah, no one really expected that big of a blowout.
I think it definitely put the Falcons in maybe, like, definitely showing that they're not, even though they had a bad start, they could start out of nowhere and be better. Definitely.
Yeah. Well, it helped me out a lot because now I am only one game behind you. I picked the Giants, who got a beautiful win over the Bengals. We'll get into that later. And then I also picked the Bears, which was a horror show in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. That was disgusting. I don't think I'll ever pick the Bears again.
Yeah, I feel like their quarterback position is too vulnerable. Like,
yeah,
Foles is injured right now, I think, still. And Trubisky has kind of,
we don't know.
Kind of proven that he might not be the best.
He can be good. He can be good, but he can also be really bad.
Definitely.
I think that's what he's proven.
Yeah.
So, Aiden, do you have your picks for this week?
You go first.
I'm going to be taking the New Orleans Saints over the Falcons today's game. I think they should have an easy win. The Falcons, they proved something against the Raiders. I don't think it's enough. They're not winning against the Saints. The Saints are too powerful. Drew Brees, oh, he's not back. I was going to say he's back, but he's not. Taysom Hill will take control. He'll control them. They'll have no problem. And then the next game I pick, it's tempting to pick the Bears again against the Lions. But after last week, I've learned my lesson, and I'm not doing that again. But the other game I will pick the Bills over this 49ers this week. The 49ers, they show that they can play, but they beat the Rams, come back. But I think the Bills are just too good. I think the Bills are definitely a top five team in this NFL. The Bills are definitely one of the better teams in the league. 49ers, they're suffering from a Super Bowl hangover. They still can't figure out what to do, how to get back in it. You know, the players are aging.
To be honest, though, it's not just that. They have so many injuries, too.
Yeah, the injuries kill them. Nick Bosa, Jimmy Garoppolo, Debo Samuel has been on and off.
Yeah,
a bunch of other
guys. Just, I feel like, yeah, maybe because they lost the Super Bowl, but I feel like it's more just the injuries. It's just so blowing, especially Nick Bosa. I feel like if they had Nick Bosa, it would have been such a different story this season, maybe, just to help out that defense.
Yeah. It's all because of that MetLife turf.
Yeah, definitely. So, my picks this week are going to be, my first one is the Colts against the Texans. I think Deshaun Watson...
Interesting.
I think Deshaun Watson has done pretty good recently.
Yes, he's done excellent.
But Will Fuller's gone. He's gone for the rest of the season. That's his main target. So I think he's going to have not a great game. I think he's going to have an okay game, definitely. But I think the Colts have this game in the bag. I think their offense is going to explode on Texans because I think they're going to throw the ball more with Watt being on the field. But definitely, I think Colts have a pretty, not easy game, but it's going to be a close game. But I like to have a close game when I'm predicting games. And my other one will be probably an easy one. Chiefs beating the Broncos.
All right, that's easy.
Broncos, obviously they had the quarterback issues last week. It's Drew Locke coming off being out for a week. Who knows? I just think it's an easy win for the Chiefs. Tyreek Hill, who knows? He could go off again. And
monster.
Exactly. Yeah, Chiefs have so many people on the offense that they can just choose a game to be amazing with. So it's definitely, I think the Chiefs are going to win. I don't even think they're going to lose another game, to be honest. I just want to say that. I don't think they're going to lose. I think they're going to go 15-1.
Really? That's a bold statement right there.
And
it's a very bold statement.
Yeah, definitely. And so, what topic would you like to do next?
No, we also like to point out Joe has forfeited two picks in a row. So now Joe's 2-4. Aiden's in first place, 3-1. I'm at 500 with 2-2. I'm one game back of Aiden. Joe is currently now 3 games back of Aiden.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, the next thing I'd like to get into, Aiden, how about you bring it up?
Okay. So, I want to get into the NFC East. The NFC East seems... It's a weird one. I think we should probably get into all the teams. I want to start with the Giants because Of New York?
Yes, beautiful Giants.
What do you think about Daniel Jones's injury?
I don't think it matters. Colt McCoy is going to come, and he's going to be better. He will be. I don't know if he'll be better than Daniel Jones, but I think he'll be suitable, and they might have a chance to win this game. They might have a slim, slim chance.
I don't know. I feel like the Seahawks offense is just too powerful against the Giants defense.
It is very powerful, but I think the Giants can hold them.
Okay. And I'm gonna go to the Eagles. What do you think about Carson Wentz? He is not.
Carson Wentz is awful.
Yeah, I feel like they need to put in Jalen Hurts.
He's regressed. He went from a good quarterback, MVP candidate 2 years ago, year ago, to a awful quarterback. They should start Jalen Hurts. There's no point at
I
this point.
agree.
You might as well
I
develop him.
agree.
He's a good he could turn into a Kyler Murray or a Lamar Jackson if they develop him the correct way. But I don't know if they have the ability to develop him if they couldn't develop Carson Wentz after 2 years.
Yeah, I think they need to start Jalen Hurts this week. I think there's some issue going on with Carson Wentz. I think he has a fear of like not wanting to like not be the starter, because like I don't know if you've ever heard that when they drafted Jalen Hurts, he had no idea that they were gonna draft him.
Yeah,
So,
I
and
mean,
he was
they
so
weren't.
surprised that he'd like expressly said that he did not like it.
But it was the same thing with Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love when they drafted Jordan
True.
Love.
I feel like if he didn't like it, you need to perform good, you know? You've shown
Yeah,
that you haven't
definitely.
performed good. Maybe you don't have all the pieces that you want, but you just need to like it's honestly, you can blame the team for drafting a quarterback, but you can blame yourself for not doing good, really. I feel like that's what it is.
For sure. I don't know if Doug Peterson sticks around. If they have another awful year, if they just can't perform this year, I don't know if Doug Peterson stays around.
Yeah.
He might go. He might leave. We'll see. And then let's get into the football team. I think they're done with the NFC champion, NFC East. Chip, they can't get it anymore because they lost twice to the Giants. I don't think they have a possibility of getting it. I think they have something. Everyone thought they were going to go 0-16. They showed up. They did something. But I think they need a team name before they can focus on the playoffs.
Definitely true. I think they probably are gonna lose. Like they're going against considered by some maybe the best team in the league.
They're the best team in the league, Steelers.
Well, I would like to get into that a little bit later, but they go against the 49ers next week, which I want to talk about the rest of their schedule. 49ers, I think
Yeah.
that's if Alex Smith can prove that he can like be a quarterback in this league still, I think they have a chance against the 49ers, I believe.
For sure.
Then their next game is against the Seahawks. So that probably pushes them to 5-9. And then week
Yeah.
16, they go against the Panthers. That's a very winnable game if Christian McCaffrey is not back by then, which I haven't heard much on him. Is he not gonna?
I don't know. He might be back. I'm not sure.
Okay. And then week 17 is against the Eagles. I feel like that might come down to the game, to a game that like the Giants are going against the Cowboys that week as well. Like, what if at that point they're all around the same record, you know?
It'll be
I
interesting.
think it's going to be very interesting, especially with the Eagles having the one tie. I think that might come into play if the Eagles can win some games. But yeah, I think they're very it's a very the Washington football team, I feel like you can't name specific issues because their defense is pretty good. Their offense is okay. They're not like a big issue. I feel like the issues is like losing against the Giants. Like if you lost against the Giants twice, like that means that you're not gonna make it to the playoffs if it comes down to a tie between the two. So
Yeah. Christian McCaffrey, I think, is back. Christian
He's
McCaffrey
gonna.
is back.
Oh, okay.
So, it'll be interesting.
And then the last team is the
Yeah.
Cowboys. What do you think about the Cowboys?
They just have issues.
Definitely.
They just have issues after issues after issues.
Yeah.
I mean, Jerry Jones is a mess. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, you thought they'd be a good team. They thought they easily had the East one, but they don't. They're not that good, it turns out.
Yeah.
Well, they're not that good without Dak Prescott. How about that?
I feel like they might have like been maybe I think they would have had a better record definitely if Dak Prescott didn't get injured.
Yeah,
Because
they probably wouldn't want
they
the
have the wide receivers and they have Zeke. So they have three very pretty good wide receivers in Amari Cooper, CeeDee Lamb, and Michael Gallup. And I just like Andy
Yeah.
Dalton obviously is not that good of a
The
quarterback.
Red Rocket.
So I think if they had Dak Prescott, I think it still would have been a close division because just because of like they just have issues with their
Yeah.
team. But I think they could have, I think they would have a better chance. I feel like now they might not have a good as good enough chance now, you know.
Yeah, they probably won't. I think they're done for the year. Jerry Jones needs to fix his team. They have one of the best talented. They have one of the most talented teams in the league. But it'll be interesting to see. All right, so the next thing on today's agenda, let's get into some Tom Brady and Bruce Arians. You know, there's been question marks about feuds between them, who's calling the plays, who's doing what. I don't know if Tom Brady can coexist with Bruce Arians anymore. It's definitely a question mark that has to be addressed. I mean, Tampa Bay is struggling. I mean, you thought they'd be a beast. They're loading up on older players, and they're loading up on talent, and they are underperforming for sure. Have a bye week this week. But what do you think, Aiden?
I feel like in this bye week they need to definitely figure things some things out. If you look at the last game, they had a chance to win. That's really what it was. But Tom Brady just made mistakes, really. And I don't know if that is Bruce Arians making the play calls that he does, that Brady doesn't like, either doesn't like them or just doesn't fit well with the play calls that he's playing. That he's putting out, or I don't know. I feel like his wide receivers he needs to use better. Antonio Brown, Mike Evans,
Yeah,
and
for sure.
got Goodwin. Godwin, sorry. But they need to incorporate the run game. That's also another thing I forgot.
Yeah, Ronald Jones is a
Last two
beast. They're just not
games,
using him.
they barely ran the ball. They need to run the ball more. I feel like Tom Brady isn't the player that he used to be. He's just not as good as he was even a year ago. I feel like he can't throw the deep ball as good.
For
But
sure.
like just I feel like the main issue is running the ball. They need to run the ball more, yeah.
Definitely. It'll be interesting to see how they. I don't really know, though. All right, so the next topic I'd like to get into is Trace McSorley. What a game! 77 passing yards, one touchdown to Hollywood Brown. What a game for Trace McSorley. No one really thought he would come in. He came in and showed us he could be legit.
And there is a possibility that Lamar Jackson isn't ready. Probably not. It seems like he's going to be activated today or tomorrow.
Sadly.
As you might see, as the watchers might see, we love Trace McSorley. He's obviously the best
Yeah.
quarterback in the league. There's no doubt.
Okay, I don't know about
Nah,
that,
he
but he's
is.
pretty good.
But I think he. I feel like if Lamar Jackson hasn't had that much practice, give Trace McSorley a try. You know?
For
Like,
sure.
why not? I feel like they should have started him over Griffin, maybe.
Yeah.
Because Griffin got injured almost not immediately, but pretty early. And
Yeah.
give Trace McSorley a try. Why not?
For sure. Yeah. So the last thing I'd like to get into is Tua or Fitzmagic. Fitzpatrick has he's not injured. Tua is injured. And who would you start if you're the Dolphins this week?
I believe Fitz for this week.
Let's play on the safe side for Tua.
Yeah, because he's you got a
With his
young
injury history.
quarterback. He's got an injury-filled history. You got to make sure he stays healthy. If he gets injured again, that he's probably out for the rest of the season. And say if it's like you have a backup, then like if you have these two guys, if one of them does bad, you go to the other. You know, like you have a chance to get into the playoffs this year. I wouldn't waste it, you know.
All right, so let's talk a little fantasy football before we end today's episode. In is Mitchell Trubisky a feasible starter in fantasy football?
Probably not, 'cause he's I feel like he's not reliable at all. It's kind of the same with Tom Brady. Like he can do good one game and then bad the other. It's really just a toss up between some quarterbacks in this league, like with
For
fantasy, yeah.
sure. In what expert do you look at for fantasy? That's another question I'd like to ask.
Not really anybody, but I do watch a lot of NFL Network, just like watching this, like seeing who they think is good.
I like to watch Matthew Barry. I listen to him, read him. He's a good expert. His love and hate definitely very helpful. But I think what I found out this year is I'm doing pretty good this year, I would say. And I figured out that maybe listening to the expert isn't the best sometimes. If you know what I mean. I mean, I felt like it's helped me out, not listening to them every week. And then I think that's it for today's episode. We'd also like to bring up our YouTube channel. We have a YouTube channel called The Boys from the East Podcast. Go subscribe now. We will soon, probably in the next month or two, start posting content on there. Our content will mainly be like rankings, mock drafts, power rankings, player rankings, predictions about stuff. We will definitely start making stuff on there. We were going to upload the podcast on there, but we couldn't. We're not really sure how to, or the best way to. So go check it out. We will be posting rankings, as I said, rankings, predictions, mock drafts, big boards, and a whole bunch of other stuff, and informative content. And I think that's all we have for today on the fantasy football episode for today. I mean, not fantasy football, the football episode for today. Thank you all for watching. We'll see you next time, and make sure to tune back in, because one day we will be on your recommended. I promise. So have a good day, guys, and we'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.